The following is a community affairs presentation from the Ulster County Health Department. This is the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a weekly presentation exploring community health and sustainability with guests representing a broad spectrum of community partners working to make Ulster County the healthiest in New York State. This program is sponsored by the Health Alliance of the Hudson Valley in Kingston, a member of the WMC Health Network.
Good morning. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. My name is Vincent Martello, Director of Community Health Relations for the Ulster County Department of Health and Mental Health. Today, we're going to be talking about the effects of burning wood on air quality and health. And we have with us Lorraine Farina, who's lived in the Hudson Valley for many years. And she's a member of the City of Kingston Conservation Advisory Council and chair of the Air Quality Subcommittee. She's been researching the subject of wood smoke pollution for the last 6 years. Welcome, Lorraine. How are you?
Fine. Thank you, Vin. Thanks for having me, and I'm glad to be here.
Sure. Can you give our listeners just a quick overview of the issue with wood burning, and then we'll get into some specific questions?
Yes. Well, maybe I'll just start by explaining how I got involved in this. I taught school for a long time, and I taught in the public schools in southern Ulster County. And in the last few years of my tenure in those schools, it became apparent that there was a problem with smoke coming into the buildings from the outside. And children were having asthma attacks. The teachers had hacking coughs all winter. And at times the smoke was actually visible in the hallways. And we learned that people around the school were burning wood in their homes. And that in the schools in New York State, air is required to be drawn into the school as quote unquote fresh air a few times an hour. So whatever's in the outside air comes in. Mm-hmm. And it was certainly news to people that this was occurring because there were more people burning wood at the time, which has been the case I found. Since I retired, I live in Kingston. When I began taking walks as a retiree, I noticed that there was smoke in people's yards and it was difficult to breathe taking a walk. And I started to look into this question of whether wood smoke is benign or has some ill effects. And it turns out that there's a lot of research that's been done in the last 20, 30 years about this topic, and that it's very unhelpful for people. The general idea that people sometimes have is that wood is a kind of benign environmental agent. People are used to maybe growing up with burning wood. But one thing I find myself asking people when they say that they assume burning wood is okay is, if you're at a campfire, for example, your body will tell you not to stand or sit directly in the smoke. And that's because it's extremely bad for us to be breathing in. So that's a little synopsis of how I got started on this.
Now I know that for instance, use of burn barrels, and I know this from having been a town supervisor, where I handled complaints for residents about people using burn barrels, which are, you know, basically barrel like 55-gallon drums with some holes punched in them to burn garbage, which is illegal actually throughout New York State. And the toxins released by burning garbage like that are really, it's probably the worst thing you could do for air pollution. Mostly for the fact that it's not burning close to high enough temperature to destroy the toxins in it. So are there some elements of that too, in terms of the temperature at which, like say a wood stove might burn wood?
Well, you know, it's interesting because what I've discovered, and I have to say that I've been extremely fortunate that once I started researching this, I became in touch with scientists and engineers and physicians throughout the United States and even in Canada. And they've been extremely generous in sharing their knowledge on this. And what is clear from the research is that when we're burning wood, the emissions consist of things that people never imagine. There are toxins in wood when it's burned that are 16 of them, in fact, that are on the EPA's list of priority toxins, most dangerous carcinogenic chemicals.
Wow. In a natural thing like wood, wow.
Exactly, it's surprising. But the other thing that, the other element, part of the composition of wood smoke is, and this may be the most concerning of all, is this thing called particulate matter, 2.5, mm-hmm. which is the measurement that's taken of how tiny these particles are. They are actually 1/30th the diameter of a human hair. So it makes them extremely nefarious. They cannot be coughed or sneezed out when people breathe them in. So they go directly into our lungs and then into our bloodstream, like immediately.
Right. I know that's how the EPA measures air pollution for communities. For instance, when we get our reports on air quality from the EPA and from the county health rankings that the Robert Johnson Foundation does, they base that on particulate matter.
Yes, you're right. I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, in 2014, which was the latest EPA measures, sends out these reports, as you just said. They keep something called the National Emissions Inventory, and they do them every several years, aggregate the data and send them out. And the last one they managed to do was 2014. And for Ulster County, people are often shocked to learn that the particulate matter, 2.5, this particular tiny size, was produced by, they broke it down according to diesel vehicles being 28.9 tons per year. Non-diesel, which is cars, 37 tons per year, and residential wood burning was 554 tons per year in Ulster County.
Wow.
So that's
pretty significant.
Significant, yes.
Now, what are the examples of some of the substances, chemicals or whatever, in wood smoke that you mentioned before? Can you give us some examples?
Yeah, sure. High levels of benzene, formaldehyde, dioxins, as well as mercury and arsenic. In fact,
naturally occurring in the wood.
Naturally occurring, and when it's burned, those things are airborne.
And where does the benzene, you think, come from? That's not a natural substance. That's more like petrochemical. But I guess petrochemical substances are decaying biological matter, right?
You got it. That's exactly right. Yes. And in that way, there are some similarities to coal. And burning wood on the, in the estimation of some scientists, is comparable to burning coal in its ill health effects and in its effects on the environment. But, you know, one of the things that I've discovered in looking at this is that if we burn just 2 pounds of wood, which is, you know, let's picture 2 pounds of butter, it's producing as much particulate matter, 2.5, as 225 cigarettes. And it's just those 2 pounds of wood. And in fact, that same 2 pounds of wood has the potential to release 16,000 cigarettes worth of polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons, which are many of the chemicals I mentioned to you, these priority toxins. So it is extremely bad for people to breathe these emissions. And one of the interesting things that people may not know is that they're told often burning dry wood is better than, of course, burning wet wood, which may be true, but that actually burning very dry wood releases other toxins. There are studies. Yeah. So burning wood, period, is quite dangerous for people. The PM2.5, as I'm sure you're aware, because you get these reports at the health department, is considered widely throughout the world to be the most dangerous pollutant to human health. Very risky.
And I would imagine that if you're outdoors and breathing it, it has to be a little bit better because it's more dissipated into the environment than say if it got into a closed space, right? Or maybe if it's either infiltrates into your home, or perhaps if you have smoke coming out when you first start a fire in your fireplace or wood stove, what have you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you're right. Certainly, if it comes into people's homes, and there is really, practically speaking, almost no way to keep it out, even if you have a very quote unquote tight house,
right?
Because it's smoke. Right. And it certainly is bad. I want to say as well that it's bad for people who burn wood inside their own homes in a fireplace or a wood-burning stove. The air quality inside homes has been shown to be 500 times worse than what it is for people.
In general, even without wood smoke, from carpeting and all kinds of chemical, outgassing and all of that. I'd like to learn a lot more about this. I'm sure our listeners would as well. But first, Lorraine, we're going to take a very short break. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. We'll be back after these words.
I'll be honest, the first few months were tough. When I left the military, I was excited for a fresh start, but civilian life has been harder than I thought it would be. Figuring out a new career while also being a good mom, wife, and friend. Some days I'm barely keeping my head above water. And with the transition and everything I'm juggling, I'm spread too thin. I finally realized that it's hurting my mental health. To get back to enjoying life again, I needed to get help. Opening up to someone was a big step for me. I saw that I'm not alone and that there are tools to help me overcome what I'm going through. With support, I feel like I'm heading in the right direction. Discover how other women veterans like me have learned to thrive after military service by taking care of themselves and their mental health. Visit maketheconnection.net/womenveterans.
Welcome back. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Today, we're talking with Lorraine Farina. Lorraine has done a lot of research on the effects on air quality and health from burning wood. Lorraine is a member of the City of Kingston Conservation Advisory Council and chair of the Air Quality Subcommittee. And she's been researching this topic for the last 6 years, and she's graciously agreed to be a guest here on Healthy Ulster Radio to just talk to us about some of these effects and what we might need to know about it. Lorraine, before the break, we were talking about the burning wood and some of the chemicals and particulate matter, and we were talking about breathing it outdoors and in the atmosphere versus maybe indoor pollution. Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Yes, I'd like to do that, actually. Something that's become clear is that there's a phenomenon whereby wood smoke in a city such as Kingston or in a village can vary wildly from neighborhood to neighborhood, so that wood smoke from one home, let's just make a hypothesis, coming from one home can affect up to 8 blocks in a neighborhood. And children, for example, standing on a bus stop in the morning in winter are standing there breathing in high levels of these pollutants, where children 12, 15 blocks away may not have the same experience. The air may be much clearer. But for a densely populated area, it doesn't make sense for there to be wood burning at all, because people are affected inside their homes and outside their homes. And I would also like to say that it's such an important part of living today to be able to be active and healthy. And in particular, with COVID, of course, people are wanting to be outside and exercising. And it is antithetical to a healthy lifestyle. The American Lung Association advises people not to exercise outdoors and not even to be outdoors if wood smoke is in the air. So that it's risky for cyclists and people jogging and walking. Thanks for asking that question. I think that's really an important point that people may not realize.
Now, does it make a difference if folks are using pellet stoves? Is there I imagine they might burn. I mean, just a guess. They might be burning a little bit hotter than wood, because they're packed and condensed and dry.
They are packed and condensed. They contain high levels of these toxins that I just described to you, unfortunately. One thing I wanted to say is that the way stoves are rated, pellet stoves, wood stoves in the United States, is through the EPA, and the methodology for rating the stove's efficiency is flawed by their own admission, actually, because the way stoves are tested discounts or doesn't count the portion of the burn cycle that includes startup and also the stop cycle. So
that's when it's kind of smoldering a little bit more rather than burning
exactly,
at high temperature, right?
Exactly. That's when there is the most pollution release. And it could be up to 20 minutes in an hour that is the case. And that is true of stoves that have catalytic converters too. And in fact, those ratings are even less reliable because of that fact that the catalytic converter is bypassed during the start cycle, and that isn't counted during the EPA methodological way of determining efficiency. The other thing I'd like to say about the catalytic converter is that people should be aware that the chemicals that are used to coat those catalytic converters actually have been shown to cause cancer. There's a lot of evidence of that, because they're burning hot, and it's in the same way that they're not the same chemicals, but in the same way that Teflon coated pans were shown to be bad for people, because you're applying this high heat to this substance.
Now, Lorraine, I'm sure there are undoubtedly listeners out there who do use wood stoves to heat their homes, or supplemental heating. I have in the past. I don't now, but it's really just happenstance that I don't. So, many people in Ulster County, I'm sure, use wood heat to offset some of the costs of heating and whatever. So what would you say to those folks in terms of the cost benefit analysis, health and money?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's certainly a very, very valid question. I will say that within the city of Kingston, which is of course where I live, there is gas available to people in a very economical way, and the cost comparison comes out in favor of gas. We Conservation Advisory Council are certainly not encouraging people to burn fossil fuels, but burning gas is much, much, much cleaner than burning wood. And in terms of the pollution, there's no comparison.
Well, what about if you're in a rural area and you have some land, and maybe you're clearing your own trees, and that's kind of it's been obviously been a tradition in a rural area for for decades.
Yes. Certainly, that's something people need to take a look at and reckon with the health risks. I know that because New York State last year passed the Climate Leadership and Community Protection Act, which is clean energy by 2040, there are major incentives now for people to switch, and I have friends who live in rural areas who have done this, switch to electric heat pumps, and they also have the benefit of air conditioning.
I have one in my house, yeah.
Okay, so those are now operable in ways, in this climate, where in the past they were not, you know, doing so well in the technology. So that's certainly something that's encouraging, and people can get incentives for installing those. Certainly solar, community solar is a good option. Those are being incentivized too. I wanted to say that for people living in rural areas, they may not also, and for everyone in general, may not realize that not only is burning wood terrible for human health, but it is also a major climate forcer, meaning it affects the environment in a bad way, mm-hmm. in a very bad way. It is second only to, it produces something called black carbon, which is really what the components of soot are. And it has been shown to be the major forcer of Arctic ice melt. So that's one of the major warmers of the climate of the earth. So people who live in rural areas tend, you know, I think people generally want to do the right thing by the environment, and they might not even be aware that if you're not burning fossil fuels, you may still also be contributing in this way, unfortunately, to climate change. So that's...
Now, is the city of Kingston, or I know that in Marbletown, where I was supervisor, we did visit some regulations vis-a-vis these big wood-burning furnaces. I had left office before it was fully in effect, but does Kingston or others that you're aware of in Ulster County have regulations on wood burning?
We have anti-pollution laws in Kingston, and we have been working to enforce those in regard to wood burning. That's what our work is about on the air quality subcommittee. That's one of the issues we take up. As far as those wood burning furnaces go, one of the problems with the major burning of biomass on a large scale, besides all of these chemicals that are emitted in the high particulate matter, is that nitrous oxides are almost always uncontrolled when furnaces of that size are used. Mm-hmm. Plants that are burning, it's an industry-wide problem. Not able to control those.
Well, Lorraine, you know, this is a great topic. I'm sure people would like to get more information. So can you tell our listeners how to get in touch with you, or how to find more research and information that they can look into for themselves?
Sure. They can certainly look at the City of Kingston's website, and under governmental services, they would look at boards and commissions on the left drop-down menu, and look for the Conservation Advisory Council, and there is a link for the air quality work that we've been doing there, and a email as well.
That's great. Well, thank you so much, Lorraine, for bringing this information to our listeners, and I'm sure they will want to do some education of their own and awareness. So thank you so much. That's all the time we have for today. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Tune in next week for more great information that you can use to keep yourself, your family, and our community healthy and strong. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a community affairs presentation from the Ulster County Health Department, sponsored by Health Alliance of the Hudson Valley in Kingston, a member of the WMC Health Network. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us for another edition of the Healthy Ulster Radio Show next week.